Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
The call came just after 5 in the morning, early enough that it didn't feel like part of a normal day. He recognized the number immediately and answered without thinking, expecting something routine that could be handled quickly before going back to sleep. The voice on the other end didn't ease into it, and the lack of hesitation was enough to tell him something was wrong before the details were even explained. There had been an accident at work. It was the kind of job they had all done before without thinking much about it, something routine enough that no one expected it to go sideways. This time it did. Jason had been caught in it, and by the time they got to him, there wasn't anything left to be done. The call ended quickly after that. There wasn't much else to say, and nothing that would change what had already happened. He sat there for a while with the phone still in his hand, staring at nothing in particular, waiting for it to feel real in a way it didn't yet. Jason wasn't just someone he worked with. He had been standing next to him at the altar the day he got married, adjusting his tie and telling him to stop overthinking everything right before they walked out. He had been there for the late nights, the long drives between job sites, the stretches of time where work blurred into everything else, and the only constant was the person sitting next to you. They didn't talk every day, and they didn't need to. When they did talk, it picked up exactly where it had left off, like nothing had changed. It felt wrong in a way that was harder to explain. The next few days moved forward whether he was ready for them or not. There were people to talk to, details to handle, things that didn't stop just because something had changed. He stayed busy because it gave him something to focus on, something that didn't require him to sit with it for too long. It worked at first, keeping everything just far enough away that it didn't fully settle in. It wasn't until things slowed down that the quiet started to take hold. That was when he found himself at home more often, usually late at night when there was nothing else to distract him. The house felt the same as it always had, steady and familiar, with the kind of background noise that came from living in a place long enough to understand it. The first thing that didn't make sense happened 2 nights later. He was sitting in the living room with the television on low, not really watching it, just letting the sound fill the space. His attention drifted in and out, and at some point he realized the channel had changed. He hadn't touched the remote. It wouldn't have been the first time he hit a button without realizing it, and it didn't seem important enough to question. But when he looked at the screen, the channel it had landed on made him pause. It was a replay of a game. He reached for the remote and changed it back, telling himself it didn't mean anything. It was an easy coincidence, nothing more than bad timing and a distracted moment. The next night it happened again. This time he noticed it as it happened. The television flickered slightly before switching channels, not abruptly, but in a way that made it clear it hadn't been a normal input change. The same team, a different game. He didn't reach for the remote right away. Instead, he sat there and watched it, letting the moment stretch longer than it needed to. It would have been easy to explain it away, to treat it like a glitch or a signal issue, something that didn't deserve a second thought. Then the volume adjusted on its own, just slightly. That was enough. He He picked up the remote and muted the television, setting it down carefully in front of him without taking his eyes off the screen. Nothing else happened. The game continued like it always would, the movement on the screen completely normal compared to everything else. After a minute, he turned the television off entirely. The house went quiet again. He sat there for a while, listening, waiting for something else to happen. When nothing did, he went to bed, telling himself it was nothing more than a glitch, something he was reading into because of everything that had happened. That explanation didn't hold. The next night, he had the radio on in the kitchen while he moved around, low enough that it blended into the background. He wasn't paying attention to it until a song came on that made him stop. It wasn't just familiar, it was specific. It was the song Jason always played when they were driving between job sites, the one he never skipped, the one he would turn up without saying anything as soon as it started. It wasn't something that came on often, and it wasn't something he had heard in a long time. He stood there, listening to it all the way through without moving. When it ended, the station shifted back into its normal rotation like nothing had happened at all. He didn't turn it off right away. He just stood there for a moment longer, trying to convince himself it didn't mean anything. But this time, it didn't feel like coincidence. He didn't tell anyone about it. There wasn't a way to explain it that wouldn't sound like he was reaching, and on their own, each moment could still be dismissed. A channel change, a song on the radio. None of it proved anything by itself, and taken together, it felt different. He didn't say it out loud even to himself, but the thought had already settled in that maybe it wasn't random, that maybe it wasn't coincidence, and that maybe somehow Jason hadn't gone as far as he was supposed to. It didn't stop after that. If anything, it became easier to recognize once he stopped trying to explain it away. The moments didn't happen constantly, and they didn't follow a strict pattern. A few nights after the radio, he came home later than usual and dropped his keys on the kitchen counter without thinking about it. The house was quiet, heavier than it used to feel, and he moved through it automatically. It wasn't until he stepped into the living room that something caught his attention. The television was already on. Not just on, but tuned to a channel, the volume set low enough that it blended into the room. He hadn't turned it on. He stopped where he was, watching the screen without moving closer. It was another game, the same team again, but this time it was live, the clock in the corner counting down in real time. He stood there longer than he meant to, then the channel changed. Didn't flip quickly or randomly. It shifted once, paused on something else, and then returned to the game. Like someone had moved past it and come back. That was new. And it didn't feel like a glitch. He crossed the room and picked up the remote from the table where he had left it. He pressed the power button once, then again, watching the screen each time. The television stayed on. A second later, the volume increased slightly, just enough to be noticeable, then dropped back down to where it had been. He didn't turn it off after that. He set the remote down and stood there for another minute before walking out of the room. The next morning, everything worked normally. The television responded, the remote functioned, and there was nothing wrong with it that could explain what had happened. That should have made it easier to dismiss. It didn't. The moments continued, not louder or more aggressive, but more deliberate. The radio didn't just play that song once, it came on again 2 days later at almost the exact same time of night. This time, he stood there from the first note to the last, listening without moving. When it ended, the station cut to static for a brief second before returning to normal. He hadn't touched anything. By then, he wasn't questioning whether something was happening. He was trying to understand what it meant. A few nights later, it followed him out of the house. He had stopped at a red light on his way home, the radio on low, not really paying attention to anything around him. The street was quiet, and for a moment, everything felt still. Then the song came on again. The same one. He reached for the dial and turned the volume down instead of off, letting it play in the background as the light changed and traffic moved again. When it ended, the station cut out completely. Not static. Silence. He adjusted the dial, tapped the radio once, but nothing came back right away. After several seconds, it snapped into a different station entirely, one he didn't recognize. He turned it off after that, letting the car settle into quiet for the rest of the drive. That was when it stopped feeling contained. Up until then, everything had been tied to the house, to a place he could leave if he needed to. Now it wasn't. Whatever was happening had followed him, or it had found him somewhere else, and there was no easy way to separate it from anything else. Still, it didn't feel threatening. That was what made it harder to reject. There was no sense of danger, no feeling that something was forcing itself into his space. It felt controlled, almost careful, like it was trying to get his attention without overwhelming him, like it was choosing how much to show him. A week later, he had the dream. It didn't feel like the others he had had since the accident, the ones that blurred together and faded as soon as he woke up. This one stayed clear, every detail sharp enough that it didn't feel like something his mind had created on its own. They were standing outside somewhere that looked familiar but didn't fully match any one place. Jason was there, not distant or distorted, but exactly as he had always been. Same posture, same expression, like nothing had changed. They didn't speak. They didn't need to. Jason looked at him for a moment, then nodded slightly, the same way he used to at the end of a job or before heading out. It was simple, something he had seen 100 times before, but here, it carried a different weight. Then Jason turned and walked away. He didn't disappear. He just kept walking, like he had somewhere to be. He woke up before he could follow. The room was quiet, darker than it should have been for the time of night, and he stayed where he was for a moment, trying to decide if it had been a dream or something else. That was when he heard the television again. It was on. Low, from the living room. He didn't move right away. He lay there listening, the same quiet sound filling the house the way it had before. This time it didn't feel uncertain or distant. It felt clear. Jason wasn't just gone, and he had come back. And whatever he was doing, it wasn't finished yet. After the dream, it stopped feeling like something he needed to explain. Up until that point, there had been enough space between each moment that he could still force it into coincidence if he wanted to. The television changing channels, the radio playing the right song at the right time, all of it could be pushed into something that made sense if he didn't look at it too closely. The dream took that away. Not because it was dramatic, but because it was clear in a way the other moments hadn't been. Jason hadn't felt distant in it, and he hadn't felt like a memory. He had felt exactly the same. That was what stayed with him over the next few days, not the idea of it, but the feeling. The way Jason had looked at him. The small nod before turning away. All of it matched who he had been in a way that didn't need to be questioned. There was nothing exaggerated about it, nothing that felt constructed. It had been simple, direct, and exactly in line with who he was. The activity didn't stop after that, but it changed. It didn't repeat in the same way it had before, and it didn't rely on the same moments to get his attention. The television didn't keep switching on every night, and the radio didn't cycle through the same song again and again. Instead, it showed up once more in a way that felt deliberate, like something that had been building toward a final point rather than continuing indefinitely. That moment came a few nights later. He had fallen asleep on the couch with the television on low, the kind of restless sleep that never fully settles. At some point during the night, something shifted just enough to bring him out of it. He didn't sit up right away, but he knew something had changed. The television was still on. The channel had switched. He opened his eyes slowly, already expecting what he would see before it fully came into focus. It wasn't a full game this time, and it wasn't random programming. It was a highlight reel, cycling through clips from different games, the kind of late-night broadcast that normally would have meant nothing. He watched it without moving. After a few seconds, the volume increased. Not abruptly, and not enough to startle him, but just enough that it was clear it hadn't happened on its own. It held there, steady, as if it had been set that way on purpose. He sat up then, reaching for the remote, but not pressing anything yet. For a moment, he just watched, letting it play out in front of him without interrupting it. There was no urgency to it and no sense that he needed to react. It felt like something he was supposed to see. The highlight reel shifted, moving from one clip to the next, and then it stopped on a single moment. The players reset on the field, the camera holding on a wide shot before cutting closer. He recognized it immediately. It was a game they had watched together. Not recently, and not something that would have stood out to anyone else, but one of those nights that had stuck for no real reason other than the fact that they had been there sitting side by side arguing over something that didn't matter. The clip played through the same sequence he remembered, and when it ended, the screen didn't cut to anything else right away. It held for a second longer than it should have, the image staying still before shifting again. Then the television turned off. He hadn't touched the remote. The room dropped into silence, not abruptly, but in a way that felt complete. There was no flicker, no delay. Nothing that suggested it had malfunctioned. It simply shut off as if it had reached the point it had been moving toward. He sat there for a moment, the remote still in his hand, looking at the blank screen. This time, he didn't wait for it to come back on. He didn't test it, and he didn't try to explain it. He just sat there, letting the quiet settle in around him, the same way it had after the dream. The feeling was different now, not uncertain or searching, but steady in a way that hadn't been there before. There was nothing else to follow, nothing else to figure out. He stood up after a minute and turned off the lamp beside him, leaving the room the way it was. The house felt still again, but not empty. And for the first time since the call, the silence didn't carry the same weight. It felt like something had reached its end. Not in a way that erased what had happened, and not in a way that made it easier to understand, but in a way that didn't need anything more from him. Whatever had been unfinished no longer felt that way. And whatever had come back to finish it didn't need to stay.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.